escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Really proud. Today was a long day, but awesome day for the boys. And Corbin coming in, getting his first save. BY pitched great. You know, Kobe's been playing great. You know, it's fun to see the young guys ball out, you know, score a ton of runs. And three wins against a really good team in the Blue Jays. And it's fun to be a part of.
Now, some of you criticized that was Ron O'Hearn. Well, they took two out of three from the Colorado Rockies, and they scored a ton of runs against the Colorado Rockies. Why are we so happy? Well, number one, I know some of you just don't want to be happy. You need to get the Mary J. Blige song. All I really want is to be happy. But then they go on Monday, they score 11 runs against the Blue Jays, and in the first game of the doubleheader, they scored 16 runs. So my math, my Northern High School, Baltimore City Public School math tells me that's 27 runs against the first-place team in the first two games of the series, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
So why shouldn't we be happy with that?
I don't know. We should be happy.
We should have been happy with Colorado, too.
Yeah, I think that the first game in that series is what kind of did you in, right? You blow a four-run lead. Well, it's just...
Folks, if you beat all won all three, people would have said, why are you being happy? It's just Colorado.
Yeah.
People stink.
It is kind of weird to see that. Like, we had it this year with the Pirates sweeping the best team in baseball and the Tigers, and then getting swept by the worst team in baseball by the White Sox. And now you have this Orioles situation.
What are you? Baseball has been the baseball.
The baseball.
The baseball has been very, very good to me.
No, but I think we've seen some kind of strange stuff this year in Major League Baseball and a few anomalies that you're not accustomed to seeing. It feels so apropos for how this season gone that they started hitting right when it's time to trade everyone away. You know, it just feels like this is the way it had to work out.
So are they trying to stay or trying to submit their a better pick for themselves?
I got news for you. I mean, they're going to trade away a lot of their starting pitching, depending on what they get back. The bullpen's not going to be good because they're trading away pieces from it. I think they're still going to hit. I think they're finally healthy, and you're going to see the team hit the rest of the way.
Slow pitch softball?
Yeah, maybe not Alex Jackson stepping up in the batter's box, Happy Gilmore.
That was so funny.
So good.
That was so funny, man. Yeah, it's good to see him come around. Then the second game of the doubleheader, didn't score any runs, but didn't give him up either. Went 3-2.
Yeah, and then today, I was just telling Rob, like, I like the Orioles today again. Like, it's a...
For the sweep.
And my algorithm, you can drink now.
What up?
Doesn't like Barrios against the Orioles. I mean, he grades out as a bottom six. I think he's the sixth worst pitcher on the slate, according to matchup, weather, all that stuff. And it's not like it loves Kramer, but he's just outside the top 10 pitchers on today's slate. So I don't know. I look at these things because I think the numbers and this stuff matters from a standpoint of more times than not. Like, right. You're not always going to be right following analytics and following what algorithms spit out and all that nonsense.
But you're not going to be right all the time following your gut either.
Yeah, but I would take the chance of using information telling me this is the percentage of chance I have of getting it right and feeling like I'm going to be on the right side more times than not.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Do you feel like this is the team that you've seen lately that you expected to see?
Again, like, yeah, because as they've talked, if they had played like they're playing right now under Mancino, they would be vying for one of those wild card spots. I don't think they had the best offseason in the world. I do think a couple of their signings blew up in their face. The Morton signing was awful at first. Now you might actually get something for him.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, and then again, the Trevor Rogers stuff, where the one person told me it's just 9 games, get over yourself. Okay.
but at the same time, if his ERA was 7 at the 9 games,
you'd be beating that damn drum.
Yeah. You'd be telling us, I told you so.
I'm so tired of having sports arguments with people that have expectations of where their team should be just because you went through a rebuild and somebody said liftoff and you thought liftoff meant this or that. It's just like, I'm done with it.
Remember, at the time, I said liftoff means they're going to start activating some of these guys. Well, it didn't mean they're going to go out and sign every Tom, Dick, and Harry that's out there in free agency. I didn't mean that.
But I love the people, too. It's like, if he doesn't spend any money, well, under which ownership? This was the first full offseason they had under ownership that said they're willing to spend money. So if you want to consider that a swing and a miss, I'm listening to you. I think that's fair to poke holes in the offseason. The rest of the stuff, you cats that go, tell me what's wrong with the Orioles and don't bring up injuries, then you're stupid. You're stupid.
Let's go out to Rosedale and get our guy Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, good. Man. Happy Hump Day Wednesday.
Happy Hump Day Wednesday. I'm doing good. Does Mike Elias' job depend on moves he makes before the trade deadline? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You have a wonderful day as well. I don't think you can say that in a vacuum, just that. I don't think that's it. I think there's – Mike Elias has at least next year, Jeremy, at least. I think longer than that, but at least next year. You know why? Because the trade deadline and the offseason matter to him. They matter to him. And what they do next year matters. I don't think just what he does right now is going to determine. I think there's a combination of things that, the people he worked for want to see.
Yeah.
Glenn Burney. Andre. What's up, Andre?
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Doing, Jeremy?
Good.
Look, I agree with Jeremy wholeheartedly, and also you, Rob. One thing I like about your morning show is the balance. You speak your opinion, but you don't get personal about it with people.
I try not to. I just called everyone stupid, so maybe I did get personal. But I got so many damn messages today that are the same message over and over and over again.
Yeah, but I feel, because I listen to just about every show on this station, and I get real irritated when I listen to the Ken Wyman and them, because I just feel like Jason makes it kind of personal when it comes to Mike Elias. And you can spew your opinion, but don't get it so personal to where you're calling people all kinds of names and everything, because he wasn't calling those kind of names when he was on Masson at the time with Rob and stuff like that. But now that he's not there, he's just downing folks and everything. And I just feel like, I appreciate what I'm seeing out of the Orioles. Yeah, I'm disappointed, but I still have hope, that we're going to see better baseball the rest of the season. But I'm not going to downgrade and listen to the outside voices. Just let everything, play out and take it, do what's going to end up taking place.
Thanks a lot, Andre. Appreciate
the phone call.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.